All right. So I'm just going to start reading. Chapter 24, verse 1 to 3. It's kind of an introduction where it talks about the temple. And then towards the end of the chapter, 29 to 31, talking about the coming of the Son of Man, which is Jesus, one of Jesus' names for himself. And then farther along in chapter 24, talks about how nobody knows when he's going to be returning, and then what we need to be doing as Christians to be watching and waiting. Okay, verse 1, Jesus left the temple and was going away when his disciples came to point out to him the buildings of the temple, but he answered them, "You see all these? Do you not? Truly, I say to you, there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." As he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the close of the age?" So Jesus tells his disciples that the temple is going to be destroyed, and it is. It's going to be destroyed in AD 70. And they ask about when it will happen and when it will be. What will it be like when Jesus comes back? But Jesus describes also other future events, and I'm not going to get into those exactly right now, because I wasn't sure how that would translate to an elementary audience. Let's skip down to number 29, talking about the coming of Jesus. Jesus came the first time. We know that. It's recorded. It's in our Bibles. He came to die on the cross to pay for our sins, among other things, but that was mostly what he came to do, seeking to save lost sinners. But he's coming back. So he's talking about what are the things that are be signs of his coming back. Verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. This talks about... Some scholars take this as literal in terms of all that stuff, talking about stars falling from heaven and things like that. Some scholars take that as literal. Some take it as figurative. And we don't always best know how to translate or understand these passages. But the main point is that we need to realize is that Jesus is coming back to gather his people and rule as king. Okay, skipping ahead to verse 32. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things, you will know that he is near at the very gates. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Verse 35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Continuing on, but concerning the day and the hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Verse 38, for as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark. 39, and they were unaware of the flood until the flood came and swept them away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and one left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one left. Just like when we know spring is coming, because we look at the trees, we look at the grass, spring is coming, there's signs. There's also signs that Jesus was talking about that are going to remind us that he's going to return. But it's impossible to predict when it will happen exactly. Nobody knows except God the Father, the Bible says there. Now, what should we be doing? Verse 42, so therefore stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if your master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not expect. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at their proper time? Verse 46, blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. 47, truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. Okay, so we should be expecting Jesus to return and working faithfully as we wait for him to return. Okay? Now, Christians need to be busy working and showing compassion to those around them. If you are not a Christian, you're in a dangerous place. I'm reading from Mr. Dewberry's outline. Okay. What are some things we can do as Christians? What are some things we ought to be doing? If you call yourself a Christian, what are some things you should be doing? Yes. Tell other people about Jesus. Yeah. Jordan?
You should pray.
Yes, you should have regular prayer time. Excellent, Jordan. Excellent. Okay. How should we pray? Well, we learned the model prayer here tonight. Okay. I was taught there's ACTS, like the book of the Bible, Acts. A stands for adoration. We should tell God how wonderful He is. We should tell Him how great and excellent He is and how righteous He is. C, that stands for, getting a mental block. Let's move on to T. T stands for thanksgiving. Okay, there's a lot of, C's confession, okay? Confession, you tell God, boy, I blew it. I messed up. Please forgive me and help me not to do that again. T is thanksgiving. Okay, when you're having prayer time, you should be thanking God for all the blessings you have. Okay, I see we all have shoes today. Say, Mr. Greg, you're being silly. Well, there's some people in the world that don't have shoes. So that's at least one thing you can be thankful for. Okay? And then S is supplication. That's when you ask God for prayers for yourself or for others. Like you ask God to bless, you know, your friend, or you ask God to bless your family, or you ask God to bless you. Okay? So that's your prayer time. That was a good one, Jordan. That was a good answer. Okay? How about this? What should we be doing with this? Excellent. Read your Bibles. Okay? Christians should be reading their Bibles. They should be praying. Roman's answer was telling other people about Jesus. Okay? How about your conduct? How about your obedience? Do you do what your mom and dad ask you to do, or whoever you live with? Maybe it's your aunt or uncle or your grandparents. When they ask you to do something, do you do it? Or do you go, no? Okay? We should be obeying. We should be obeying our teachers. How about at school time? Are we obeying our teachers the way we ought to? If you call yourself a Christian, you should be. How about church attendance? You all get a check mark for that today. You're here. Thank you. How is your church attendance? If you call yourself a Christian, you should be attending church regularly. Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights. We even have a Sunday night service you can come to. Okay? How about joining the choir? Anybody here know how to sing? La, 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 la. I'm in the choir. Yeah? Some of our helpers here tonight are in the choir. Okay? There's a kids' choir. Did you know that? We have a kids' choir. You could join the kids' choir if you came on Sunday nights. Okay? How about, what's another thing Christians should be doing? Yes, reading the Bible. We mentioned that, but you can't over-mention that. You can't overemphasize reading your Bible. How about this? What does this have to do with what a Christian ought to be doing? Ian? Well, yes, to the poor. And I think the best way to do that is to give money to your local church. Okay? Our church gives money to the poor. So our church has light bills. Somebody's got to pay them. Okay? We need church members to sacrificially and prayerfully give of their offerings, okay? What are the three T's I always talk about? None of you guys are in my Sunday school room, but I say this all the time. What are the three T's that we should be giving to God? Our time, our talent, and our treasures, okay? Those are three things we can be giving to God, even at your age. Maybe you have a job where you babysit, or maybe you have a job where you cut grass. If you get some money, some of that money, you should be making an offering to your church, okay? If you call yourself a Christian, you should be. Okay. Now, let's talk about what if you're not yet a Christian. Say, Mr. Greg, what does being a Christian mean? Well, let me direct you to Romans 3:23. Does anybody know what the Bible says in Romans 3:23 without me reading it? Anybody memorize that one? Do you know? What? You don't know, do you? That's okay. Here's what the Bible says. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What does that mean? What does sin mean? What's that? Been bad. Okay, yeah. You've broken God's law, okay? Remember how I said earlier when your parents say, pick that up, and you say, no! That's one of God's laws you just broke. It says, honor your parents, okay, and obey them. Okay? Anybody ever take something that's not theirs without paying for it or without asking? That's called stealing. Anybody ever say something that's not true? That's called lying. Yeah. Let's not all get enthusiastic about these things. These are bad things. These are sins. things we ought not to be doing. But the Bible just told us we've all sinned and we fall short of the glory of God. Okay? Is anybody going to stand up and tell me, Mr. Greg, I never did any sins? Or are you going to look in the mirror and be honest and say, I've done some sins? Okay? I think if we're all honest with ourselves, we would say, yes, we've done some sins. Well, here's the bad news about that. Romans 6 says, the wages of sin is death. What does wages mean? What does wages mean? Wages is what you earn, what you deserve, okay? When I work at my job this week, they're going to pay me a paycheck, and that's my wages. I earned it, okay? I'm thankful to have a job, and I'm thankful that my employer has the money to pay me, but I earned it. I deserve that paycheck. Well, what's the paycheck for sin, the Bible just says? The wages of sin is death. That's not just physical death, that's spiritual death. Separation from God forever, okay? That's what we deserve. We deserve to be separated from God in the lake of fire forever, okay? So that's a problem. But God's provided a way for us to become Christians, to be saved from that penalty of sin, okay? And that's the good news of the rest of that verse. The free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody loved you so much, that would be Jesus, that he went to the cross and was crucified to pay for your sins and mine. Okay? And we have a holiday coming up in a couple weeks that celebrates the resurrection. You know what resurrection means? What does resurrection mean, Andrew? Huh? Yes, he's raised from the dead. Yes, he's raised from the dead. That's what Jesus did. He went to the cross to pay for our sins. And then he was buried and rose from the dead, okay? And when he rose from the dead, that was God the Father saying, all them sins are paid for. I accept that payment. Jesus' blood was the payment, okay? You boys and girls understand that? I understand some of you might not understand it. You're maybe not old enough to understand it yet. But that's how you become a Christian, is if you put your faith and trust in Jesus. You believe he did that for you on the cross, okay? You turn from your sins, you say, I don't want to misbehave my parents anymore. I don't want to tell them lies anymore. I don't want to steal that stuff anymore. Okay? You turn from your sin, you say, I don't want to do that no more. I want to turn in faith to Christ. I want to believe that he died on the cross and paid for my sins and was raised again. Okay? If you do that genuinely, sincerely, you're on your way to heaven. Your sins are paid for. Okay? And then you get busy doing those things that we were talking about earlier. Giving your three T's, your time, your talent, your treasures. Having daily, regular prayer time. Having regular Bible reading time. Okay? Having compassion and love for others. Okay? Trying to help others. Attending your church services like you ought to. Okay? Obeying your parents and obeying your teachers. Say, Mr. Greg, that's hard. I know it's hard because we're filthy, rotten sinners. We don't want to do the right thing a lot of times. We resist it, especially if somebody's telling us, okay? But if you're a Christian person, you have the Holy Spirit in your heart, and he will help you make those good decisions. He will walk alongside you and say, hey, dummy, do what your mom says to do. Don't disrespect your mom, okay? Okay? Everybody understand what I'm saying? Okay? I invite you to trust Christ, okay? If you've been thinking about it, or you need to talk more about it with somebody, you can talk with me. I'll talk with you about it. If you don't like me, pick another person. Talk to Mr. Dewberry. Talk to any one of the helpers. Okay. Talk to the pastor. Okay. But this is a really serious matter because this determines where you're going to be forever. Are you going to be in the lake of fire or are you going to be in heaven with the Lord? Okay. So consider that. Are you a Christian? Yes. Are you acting like a Christian? Or are you a Christian? No. How can I be a Christian? What are some things I need to think about in terms of that? Am I a Christian or not? Am I trusting that Jesus died on the cross and paid for my sins? Okay? Because if a Christian's behaving like a Christian, they're going to be behaving in a changed manner. Okay? They'll go from me, 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 self, 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 gimme, 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 to how can I help you today? How can I serve God today? How can I help my church today? It changes your motivations. It changes your priorities and what's important. Okay? Thank you for your attention. Think about these matters. If you want to talk with somebody, please talk with somebody, okay? You guys did excellent tonight. We ended a little early because Mr. Greg was a little lean on material today. So let's have a quick word of prayer, and then we'll break into our groups and study our Bible verses. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. We've talked about your coming return in Matthew chapter 24. Thank you for this time we've talked about what Christians ought to be getting busy doing. And thank you for this time that we've talked about what, if a person's not a Christian, how do they get to be a Christian? And it's just as simple as trusting Christ by faith, what he did on the cross, and how he was raised from the dead for our salvation. Please bless each of these boys and girls. Please forgive us of our sins, and we ask it all in Christ's name. Amen.